victim, is joining us here. She's connecting right now. But I wanted to play a few minutes of this great age of the big reveal. James O'Keefe, world-exclusive bombshell, senior DOJ Epstein investigator reveals Epstein was CIA, confirms rapes occurred while Bill Clinton was on the plane. This is info's come out before, but more has come out now. Here is James O'Keefe, and we'll go to our special guest.
It's not talked about yet, but it's soon come out that he was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant. I think he's protecting a lot of other people. He's not protecting himself because there's nothing there, but he's protecting a lot of people.
Because Trump's now saying it's a hoax, the case is like a hoax or something. I mean, come on, you know it's not a hoax. He's been on the plane, many times. Mm-hmm. It's just he was never on the plane with the kids.
I've seen the itineraries, and I've interviewed all the victims. There's never been an incident where Trump was on a plane with these kids mm-hmm. and a rape occurred. But that can't be said for Clinton, and it can't be said for others. While the Clintons were on the plane, while Bill Clinton was on a plane, there were rapes that occurred.
Overheard at Phoenix Airport on September 8th, 2025, a senior Justice Department investigator who personally worked on the Epstein case tells all. Glenn Prager, who has reviewed Epstein itineraries and has interviewed Epstein's victims, drops a bombshell. He says that the DOJ did not want to go after Epstein because he's a CIA asset. That the evidence from his investigation confirms that Bill Clinton was present for alleged rapes on the Lolita Express, and that President Trump was not present for the rapes that Glenn Prager investigated, but that he is protecting a lot of other people that were.
How about this whole Epstein thing that's like going on?
So I worked on that case. I used to interview all the victims. And in my picture was 20 to 30 victims in Palm Beach that I was interviewing and dealing with and stuff like that. And then we go ready to go to trial and they would flip. Epstein would just pay them off. And they were just like these little kids. You know, they'd pay off their family. They're all broke kids and poor families and all that. So you pay them off like anywhere from $150,000 to $500,000, nothing in that guy's world.
Prager there describes how the victims that he interviewed were paid off by Epstein right before going to trial. Prager has worked as an investigator inside the Department of Justice for over 20 years.
According to Prager's LinkedIn About page, it says that during the tenure at DOJ, Prager served as an inspector overseeing sensitive investigations involving major DOJ components, including the FBI, DEA, Bureau of Prisons, U.S. Marshals Service, ATF, and the U.S. Attorney's Offices. This seems to corroborate what Prager told us.
He was tasked with interviewing Epstein's rape victims and investigating flight logs. On his backpack in the airport, we spotted an embroidered FBI patch, which caught the attention of our citizen journalist.
I'll tell you this, because no, it's not talked about yet, but it's soon come out that he was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA.
Although many have suspected it to be the case, this is the first time a Department of Justice official has confirmed that Epstein worked for the CIA and is a foreign asset.
So DOJ was settling a case, and they were just letting him, do house arrest and they minimized his arrest. Part of that is because all the victims kept on flipping, and they didn't have anyone to go to trial with. The more importantly part is they didn't want to go after him. He's an asset for the United States and Israel for the CIA. I just know that's what he was, and that's why he was protected so long for this. And people turned a blind eye about all this garbage that he was doing in the United States. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of secrets. More about Israeli stuff than anything else. I mean, he was doing stuff for Israel and the United States. He's working for both.
Glenn Prager, the Department of Justice investigator on the Epstein case, then talks about whether President Trump was involved. Many are trying to tie Trump to Epstein, but what Glenn Prager says is that Trump wasn't present during the inappropriate sexual behavior that he was investigating. But Prager does say that Bill Clinton...
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Bravely, for many years, Juliet Bryant has exposed Epstein and the network and who she saw and who she saw raping people and all the rest of it. The media tried to say she wasn't even a victim, didn't even know Epstein. That got debunked years ago. Now the DOJ's released emails where indeed she's in there with Epstein. But they didn't release a bunch of emails that she's given to us. You're going to see. And she asked, why are they doing that? So I thought we should hear from her. Also, when I was on with Patrick McDavid 2 weeks ago, I pointed out what I've read in the files, what I've seen for 18 years covering this, that some of the women were girls. They got brainwashed Stockholm Syndrome. It's on record. They testify. They would go out and recruit other girls. And I said, I don't say they're guilty, but they were basically brainwashed and part of it. Some of the women got involved when they were adults and were conspirators. And we've seen some of them going around saying they're victims. I said that. And then leftist talking point heads, many of them, led by Anna Kasparian, said that I was blaming 10-year-old girls who got raped. Said no such thing. So I want to also ask her about that. But overall, the Clintons being deposed, what she makes of that, where she sees this going. I know we talk on the DMs on X. We're both frustrated by some of the stuff of the Trump administration. But overall, this is burning down the establishment. So we'll get her take on this. She's at Juliet Bryant, J-U-L-I-E-T-T-E Bryant, on Instagram at Juliet Bryant. And maybe you should start with this briefly. Most people know who you are, but for those who don't, just an encapsulation, who you are, how you got involved with Epstein, and then I threw out a lot of stuff there. Go wherever you want. And then we have the emails that you've now released. Now the DOJ came out with selective ones about you. Why didn't they release these incriminating ones? More evidence of a DOJ cover-up. So, Juliet Bryant, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex, for shedding more light on the truth. You're an amazing man, and just thank you for fighting for justice. Because, you know, as we know, these people are lying. And it's, you know, as it's been very frightening speaking out on my own. And I'm just so grateful for all the help that you've given to protect myself and other people. Because as we know, there are a lot of lies going on here. And
well, I want to thank you. I mean, I got three daughters, 21, 18, and 8. So this concerns me personally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that they threw your name in there also. And it's like, why? Like, did you ever meet Epstein?
No.
You know, sorry, I'm not the interviewer here, but did you ever meet him?
No.
Yeah, well, there we go. You don't know him, so why the hell is your name being thrown
in? Well, they didn't point out, I mean, at least 50 emails him attacking me because I'm exposing his pedophilia.
Yeah, well, they're after you because you're fighting for justice, much like me. And thank you for being strong and for fighting because, you know, the more of us that stand together, the better. Because, you know, like, they weren't supposed to release victims' emails, yet they chose to release, like, a couple of mine, the ones that were going to try throw me under the bus. Well, luckily,
notice they redact the perpetrators. They retract the perpetrators, saying the sex slaves being delivered. But they leave the victim's name in.
Yeah, exactly. So they retract all the names of the perpetrators and leave the victims' names there, and try to throw anyone under the bus who's actually trying to fight to make to bring justice. And it's despicable. I've had quite a lot of attack actually. But thank you to people like amazing people like you and, you know, many others who've actually been helping to fight for justice, because We've been lied to, guys. We've been very much badly lied to.
And I know the story, but just briefly, how did you get connected to Epstein? How did you run into it?
Well, what happened is I was studying psychology and philosophy at the University of Cape Town. And my whole aim with my life was actually to do charity and help people. I wanted to do art therapy and help kids. But I started doing modeling on the side, you know, in order to sort of, you know, make money, of course. And then because I was scouted years ago, actually, when I was 14 years old, I was actually scouted by Elite Model Management. Sorry, it's going, but it's all connected. You know, because Jean-Luc
Dernal. No, I understand. The modeling networks are feeder groups into this, many of them.
It's a great way to catch someone, isn't it? But basically, I met Epstein when he was in Cape Town. He was here with Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, and Chris Tucker. They staged a modeling casting, and Bill Clinton witnessed the whole modeling casting. I really thought that all my dreams were going to be coming true. It seemed like such a legitimate opportunity. But of course, as you know, I've said before, I was basically kidnapped to the island. There was never any modeling opportunity. They conned me. You know, and that's why I'm speaking.
By the way, for those that don't know, out of the U.S., Eastern Europe, everywhere, that's how they con beautiful young girls, is through the modeling or through the, I mean, that's even the Sound of Freedom is, you know, based on true story. Your story is documented. This, and now we have all your emails back and forth, but they didn't release the key ones, did they?
Yeah, they didn't release, like, they only released the ones to try and make me look bad, where I said, I'm sorry he got sent to jail and everything. Because the thing is, he had a horrible psychological hold over me. And also, with the whole thing that happened initially, it was like he was being taken in for having sex with 14-year-olds. And I didn't see any 14-year-olds there. So, you know, he was a master manipulator, and I just thought it was just better to be friendly with him. But like they say, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. And another thing I want to say is actions speak louder than words. Because, you know, I think in a weird way I was sort of trying to keep in touch so that one day we could expose
them. Sure, you're saying, which is normal, you were under a little bit of Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes. I was petrified of them. He also told me he worked for the CIA. I know you put up that story, the ad before about this, where people said he maybe worked for CIA. He told me he worked for the CIA. He told me he worked for the CIA. He said he had my family's name on a list. And he said that a girl accused him of rape, so he planted drugs in her apartment and had her sent to prison. So obviously, as a girl from Africa, you know, and with my family, like, you know, we don't, you know, I didn't have a lot of money or anything. And it was just very frightening being, these criminals are just so bad, basically. And there's so many other lies, like, you know, basically the way that they say that he was a math teacher adult. And where are the students? Why has no one else, no students spoken out and said, yes, he was my math teacher? I think we need to hear from one of his students, because was he really a math teacher?
Yeah, you're talking about before he was put on the trilateral. Before he was put on the trilateral commission at 30 years old, he worked for Bill Barr's father at a girls' school, and his and Bill Barr's dad was the deputy head of the OSS and then high-level CIA.
There we go, Bill Barr. Is he the one that wrote, like, the whole weird book? And, you know,
about space Barr, aliens Bill raping Clinton. And murdering children, yeah.
Yeah. What's up with all the Bills, Alex? It's like we've got Bill Clinton, Bill Richardson, Bill Gates, Bill Barr, and Epstein looks like the guy on the dollar bill. You know what I mean? We need to look further into this, and that's what I've been trying to do, is try to expose them all. Because coming back from there, I wasn't okay. You know, it really messed me up badly. And that's also why I kept in contact with him over the years. I was very psychologically traumatized. And, you know, when I got the settlement money, I had time to step off the hamster wheel of work. And then I started researching more about
but
what
they
done
But at first they
to
said
me.
You didn't even know him. So yeah. It's what you said years ago, is he was manipulating you. Now you know. This whole thing validates you. Instead, they release only select things. Years ago, when you're saying a few nice things, instead of all the emails you sent me and that you posted where you were in his face, and he's telling you, send me nude photos again of you, and you said no.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I never sent any nude photos to him ever. So people can lie as much as they like. I never sent him any nude photos. And, you know, I've got, like, a lot of the emails on
but
my
see, this
account.
Is the DOJ turning it around on victims. So let's talk about what you went through when they said they held you hostage. And then I want to ask you about Anna Kasparian, because She came out. She came out and didn't show what I said on Patrick McDavid and said that I was saying 10-year-olds he kidnapped were victims. No, I said some women were brought in as adults who aided and abetted it. And then now Anna Paulina Luna has seen the documents. She says, indeed, that's the case. Can you give me your take on the types of girls and women and some that were willing, some that weren't, the different groups?
Of course. You're very right about that, because they made a lot of people complicit. Even when I was taken there, he offered me $2,000 for any young girl I'd bring to him. He offered me $4,000 a month if I would stay there and work with him. But I didn't want to be there, and I didn't want to get involved in anything like that. You know, the only illegal thing I've ever done in my life is smoke a joint. You know, I know weed's legal now, but I don't believe in criminal stuff. And, you know, I just, they tried to get me into their whole scheme. And, you know, I slowly but surely got away. It wasn't easy. And I'm just very grateful to still be alive. You know, it was just very hard edging away. And that's, you're so right on that, because that's why I used to sort of email him and be friendly, because I didn't want my family to be, I didn't want anything to happen to my family.
Well, listen, I love how the DOJ released selective stuff. I've read all these other emails you sent where you're telling him no and all this, but that's normal. That's what I'm saying. When somebody's been held captive, all this done to, threatens your family. Of course, there's emails, I've read them all, where the ones that are public, they released the ones you sent out to me, where you're like, no, I'm not going to send you nudes. No, but I want to be friendly because he threatened your family. That's what happens. Most men roll over. Like the DOJ is in Stockholm Syndrome. Pam Bondi, I don't think, is involved. I don't think Cash Patel is. But they know if they go after them, they're going to come after them. So this is how they intimidate people.
You're right. So a lot of these people will be very frightened to actually do the right thing. And that's why people like you and I and many other people who are watching this, we're all going to do the right thing. Because you know, we have to, because there's great strength in numbers. And like they say, control the media, control the mind. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, used to own the media. You know, it's quite clear that there's...
He owned the main UK media, like with the majority owner. So the most newspapers, most TV stations. But do you feel good, white-pilled? I mean, that so much is coming out? I mean, as negative as this is and horrible to learn it, well, this is everywhere now. You've got the head of the World Economic Forum resigning, and I mean, and all these other resignations, and the king's brother next in line to the throne arrested.
They're not the real royal family. Sorry, they're not the real royal family. King Edward was, by the way.
I understand all the dynasty stuff, but
but we'll share stuff about that for everyone to listen.
Yeah, that's
to.
A whole other show. I get all that, but I'm saying, what do you make of all? Do you agree this is a big shakeup for the establishment?
Yes. And I think that we're really heading to a time of light. It's a time of light where vampires can no longer exist. Like you get short cycles of night and day like we have, but there are other cycles of night and day, and these bastards are going to be exposed. It's happening one by one, and amazing people like Alex and a lot of other cool people are here to expose us. People who really care. People who are going to fucking, sorry, goodness. And thank you, Alex, you know, for everything you've done.
No, don't thank me anymore. We're all in this together. But you're right. There's night and day cycles. But in culture, there's times of darkness, times of light. We're coming into a time of light right now. I think it's what you were saying. And the establishment is so scared. Here is Anna Paulina Luna, who's seen the documents, saying, no, some of these women are co-conspirators. This is what the Young Turks don't want you to know. Here it is.
What I will say is it has become very evident, even in the last 24 hours in lines of questioning, that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals, and I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let you know that President Clinton, as of right now, is cooperative and answering all of our questions. And that it leads me to believe that if we can remove the partisan nature of this investigation, we actually might be able to get justice. And so I will be calling on the Oversight Committee to bring in those four individuals that I just listed. We will continue to conduct the investigation and provide updates shortly for all of you.
In case you didn't see it, Juliette Bryant, she's now saying from the fouls she's seen and talking to Clinton, and we know Clinton's a bad guy, but he has been kind of the mark. He's kind of a bozo, actually. That he was the target of Mossad, and that now she's seen documents that indeed Bill Clinton was a target. You were around this. You saw this. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I read Epstein with Clinton. Clinton witnessed Epstein casting, the casting where I was sent there and everything. It also is quite clear, like, if you look into more information, apparently Clinton was involved with drug smuggling through Arkansas. You know, they've got a big body count. Apparently, you know, a lot of people they know have been found dead suspiciously, much like Kevin Spacey, much like Epstein.
I agree. The Clintons are as dirty as hell.
Yeah. But
particularly, the Israelis targeted with Monica Lewinsky Clinton. From what you've seen, do you think there's, I think there is evidence, but what do you think about Epstein mainly being Mossad? We now know Mossad ran his security in New York. I think that's Mossad now. Ehud Barak had his own offices in there. Who do you think the hunted and the hunter was between Clinton and Epstein?
That's actually such a good question. It seemed more like Epstein was in control more than Epstein. I mean, more than Clinton.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, but that's an excellent question because it seems like, you know, there's a lot of control. Like, as you're saying with Mossad, Epstein told me he worked at the CIA. Apparently, Robert Maxwell and Leslie Wexner were both involved in Mossad in the 80s. You know, Epstein worked with Wexner, and Ghislaine Maxwell's father is Robert Maxwell. So we just need to connect the dots because, you know, there are a lot of pieces to this puzzle and there are a lot of missing pieces. But as we start to put things together, we can see more clearly what's been really going on.
All right. I've been asking my questions. You've been very gracious. But I remember hearing about you years ago. They're like, oh, she doesn't know him. She's a lie in the news. And I'd already seen your name in documents. I'm like, that's not true. And now they've released some documents where you were just being nice so he wouldn't kill your family, which I know that's how they operate. And then he's like a bank robber. He's got you held hostage. And then all these ones who are telling him, no, 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 that you released will go over. I want to give you the floor to say what you think about all this.
Well, I think that the narrative has been very much controlled. You know, the FBI, they tried to get me over there. They wanted to interview me in person. They arranged me a visa. But when I wasn't able to travel there, they no longer wanted to interview me, which was very suspicious.
Oh, because yeah. They could have done we need you there. Physically here. We don't want to actually talk to you.
Yes. Yeah. Did they want to kill me? Did they want me to sign a contract? Or
well, let's be clear. They wouldn't kill you. They would just.
Well, my soul is not for
sale. Somebody else would do it. Sorry,
you know, that's the thing. My soul will never be for sale. And that's why I'm here fighting. If this costs me my life, fine. I'm going to do this for the right of the world and I'll do it for goodness. You know, I'm fighting for people here. So, yeah, sorry. Thanks, Alex.
No, I interrupted. It's just I'm so much. I want to shut up. Well, let me go to the next segment. Stay there. Just, I'm going to shut up. My brain blows up when you say this. When you said that, I didn't know this. They wanted you in person. You said, no, I'll do it on Zoom or whatever. They said, no, that is so suspicious. Repeat what you just said.
I've got all the email evidence. They never interviewed me, the bastards. They wanted to fly me there. But they did, you know, they didn't want to do it on Zoom. So, yeah, let's have a break because I need a puff of a ciggy.
We got to go break in a few minutes. But what FBI office was it? That's key to know if they were good guys or bad guys.
Well, the woman's name was Angela Jackson. I've got the email trace of it and everything. It was arranged through the Boyes lawyers. You know, David Boyes, those were the lawyers that were representing me, the ones that I was told to get in touch with, you know, because when all of this stuff started coming out, and I at first didn't even want to speak out because I'd been so traumatized from everything. But
do you know who those lawyers are? Do you know who that law firm is now?
What about them?
Say the name of the law firm again.
The Boyes firm, David Boyes, Sigrid McCauley was representing me. David Boies. You know, apparently he's the man who ate Microsoft. He had Bill Gates on the stand a few years ago. There was so I think they're after Bill Gates. But what we've got to realize is that there are many, you know, it seems like these evil people are fighting each other. Because when I did more research, I realized that David Boies, the lawyer who was representing me, was at Yale at the same time as Clinton. I mean, just a year apart, both studying law. You know, there are also photographs of David Boies having dinner with Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein. So it's been very frightening for myself and other victims when, you know, the people who are supposed to be representing us, you know, are speaking to these other people and like, as we know, the Skull and Bone Society through Yale, from the research I've done, it seems like they all look out for each other, like people in positions of power, presidents, judges, people in police services, the media, they all work together and they look out for each other. And I think that's the system that we're breaking right now.
You can have your cigarette smoking on air. Who cares? We're not politically correct here. We love tobacco. The point is that anything you want to say, I want you to say it, because you've been vindicated. People don't know. They used to say years ago you weren't even a victim. They now admit this. So that's got to be at least a good positive for you.
It's been a huge relief with all the information coming out, but it's also, I've never been so sad to be right, because, you know, I knew that I realized they were taking my eggs and just how deep it goes. It's been very painful. And that's why the whole charity course has actually really helped to take my mind off it, because it's been really painful. And I've never been so sad to be right. But
darling, you know, Juliet, when you were on a year ago or so, the first time, you said, I know this sounds crazy. I said 18 years ago they were doing cloning and taking eggs, because I know these other, it's all the same cult. I knew that. Peter Nygaard's in prison for it. When we come back, let's talk about, just say it. They get you in the laboratory, you wake up, what do you see? Because this is what other people are saying. And I'm telling you, these are mad scientists. And now they're, you know, the Attorney General believes there are dead bodies buried at Zora Ranch. They have a bunch of witnesses that don't know each other that saw the same stuff. And now they found emails of Epstein bragging about it that matches the witnesses.
Yeah, and finally, I'm so glad that the truth's coming out. You know what I mean, Alex? And thank you for fighting for justice.
Please stop.
You're
listen,
amazing.
Listen. Thank you. Thank me for fighting people that want to destroy us.
I know how they've lied about you. I saw the whole Sandy Hook thing. People told me, you know, you were fighting for justice. And, you know,
they just made up stuff I didn't do and raised $300 million off me. All DOJ, all insane. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, when you fight for justice, I suppose demons will come for us, right? But people like you keep me safe, and I'll always keep you safe too, I promise. And I'm sending so many angels to protect you and your team. And just thank you so much for, you know, fighting for justice, because it's been horrible, all of it.
Well, thank you. I know the angels are here, believe me. It's quite the adventure. All right, well, let's come back and talk about Zora Ranch. You wake up on the laboratory table when we come back, folks. This is the real world, okay? And she said this, you know, a decade ago, and now it's come out. Medical labs under there, medical labs everywhere, and there's all these other witnesses, too. This is real, folks. And Peter Nygaard's in prison for this right now. Stay with us back in 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish sea moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. Get either or. You choose. Absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus. Classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Bigley's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
We're already there. Now the Great Awakening is here. Juliet Bryant, a real, confirmed in the documents victim that was not part of the operation. We had a great interview the last 20, 30 minutes, but I was breaking a lot of stuff, bringing in a lot of questions. I want to give you the floor right now to just talk about whatever you want, stream of consciousness, where this is going, what you think the effect of this is going to be, all the documents about global government, the WEF, all the resignations, the false king of England, as you say, his brother being arrested, the ambassador of the U.S. being arrested. What do you see coming?
Well, let me just tell you something. You know that Victoria Harvey woman who's been, like, bashing the victims? She actually just sent me an email just, like, an hour before our interview started. So I'm going to look at it, you know. But I'll share it with you. Just a sudden email.
And describe who she is. Isn't she she's the former...
She's Lady Victoria Scurvy. I mean, Hervey.
The former girlfriend of Prince Andrew.
Mm, yeah, her. So she emailed me and she sort of, I don't know, I'll share it with you. But there's obviously been a lot of weird stuff going on here, and there have been a lot of lies. Like, as we saw with the DOJ releasing the files, they weren't supposed to be release victim files, but they released my emails. But I'm actually glad they did, because also then I was told to email the boys' lawyers and tell the DOJ to take the emails off that they released of mine. So I did do that because I was told to do that. And but you know, luckily the JML server saved them all. And also I've got them all on my phone too. So basically with the DOJ release, there have been a lot of lies. Other frightening things that have happened, Alex, is I've had
So
other
what did Prince
victims.
Andrew, disgraced, stiff rock, kicked out of the family, and arrested? What did his girlfriend send you?
She just said that basically she thinks that me and the other girls were mind controlled, and she's like trying to be friendly, basically, which I was quite surprised about. And you know, I've actually met that woman before. She doesn't remember meeting me because she's obviously a bit dumb. But I didn't meet her through Epstein. I met her, you know, I had a boyfriend in New York after this, you know, and not related to Epstein, I hope. But you know, and I've got a lot of friends, and I've been invited to places. I mean, in Saif Gaddafi, you know, that man who was recently assassinated, he also
Well, she's
sexually
been doing an
molested me.
apology tour for Prince Andrew, but attacking Epstein.
Well, I think they all need to answer, right? They need to answer for what's going on. And I think that more and more light's being shed on this. And I think the more that people like you and other amazing people speak out, the better. You know that there's great strength in numbers, because there's obviously been a lot of lies going on here. And you know, I'm just very grateful to be alive, to be honest. And just thank you for keeping me and others safe, because you know, the mainstream media hasn't wanted to interview people about this. But finally, recently, I've had a lot of mainstream media trying to interview me, like Sky News and BBC News and CBS. Is that right? And you know, and Algeria. So I just think the more light we shed on this, the better. And like I said, I've got the evidence proving what I'm saying. You know, and I never worked with them at all. I didn't want to be involved in all of that. I was just very, very frightened of them. And I'm just really, really grateful that things are coming to light, because it makes me feel safer, because I've been frightened for a long time. Like, I can't even take my little boy to the beach, Alex. It's too frightening for us to even go to the beach. That you know, we've had too many weird incidents happen with my tires being slashed, being followed. But I live in a security estate, and I've got Doberman dogs, and I'm, you know, and I've got people like you and others helping. So just thank you so much, because they're lying.
Hey, we're all in this together. Please stop thanking me. I appreciate you. So, what do you make? I'm sure you've seen it. The emails about sex slaves delivered to the Hyatt, one piece of pizza for seven people, walking the beef jerky up, sending it to labs, buying babies. I mean, the DOJ says there's no evidence of crime. This isn't even coded now. The media tries to focus on grape
I know
soda
they
and
took my
cheese
eggs,
pizza.
Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I know they took my eggs.
Yeah, let's start over there. I remember before the break. So tell people about Zorro Ranch. Take your time here. We got time. What you
Of
remember,
course.
and then you wake up. Take your time. Tell us what happened. I know it's hard, but tell us.
Well, thank you so much. When I was taken to Zorro Ranch, I you know, when Michael Bay was there, also I was introduced to him. Which you know, the movie producer who made the movie The Island about cloning, and Epstein was boasting he was there. And then on that night, I went outside. Epstein said we're all going to watch this movie, The Rock. You know, about with Nicolas Cage, was it Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery? You know, and it was a Michael Bay movie, because Epstein was like boasting that Michael Bay was there. And then when I went outside to have a cigarette, basically, I got locked out of the house, and then I saw like a UFO in the sky. It was definitely a UFO. There's nothing else it could have been. And then, you know, I've got this weird memory waking up in a lab with six people in hazmat suits around me and a female doctor, and I was naked and paralyzed and my eyes open, and it was very, very scary. And then, you know, basically, the woman, the female doctor, came near my head, and she said, "Don't worry, everything's okay." And then I was out again. But you know, I've been trying to speak about all of this for a long time, and people didn't understand. And I'm just so grateful that more light's coming out, and that you
Sure,
know,
so let's
people
slow
are
down here.
realizing.
Did she verbally say,
I'm
you said
sorry.
you heard her in your head telepathy, the female daughter says everything's I mean, elaborate on that.
Yeah, she said everything's okay. And then she came near me, and then I was out again. And also recently they said that Epstein had like these plants he was using to sort of like put people under sedation, like zombie plants.
Scopolamine.
I've only seen all that recently. Chris
Yeah, well, you
Hansen,
said this
catch
years ago
predator,
they
he's such a
paralyzed
good
you.
guy. He's
Now there's a
sent to
bunch of
me.
emails about scopolamine that's used to paralyze people. Do you know that? You know that, right?
Well, please share it with me because the more information that we can look into, the better. But I just know that something very weird happened to me there. I don't do drugs, and there have been times in the past, obviously after Epstein, when I was in such a mess where I slipped up and I tried drugs after Epstein.
Sure, but
But
let's go back. So you're
I knew it's
outside at
not
night.
him.
Well, what did the UFO look like?
It was like a triangle formation. It was like three lights, like one, two, three. And then the light started like spinning, and then it like came closer, and then it like zoomed off. It was definitely like nothing that I've ever seen in my life before. It was definitely, I would say, like a UFO or something. I mean, like I've said also before, I saw Epstein shapeshift into like a demon, like alien,
Take your
when I was
time.
taken to
Tell
the
that
island.
story. Where were you? What happened?
It was like the first time when I was taken to the island. The one time when I was taken in Epstein's bedroom, what happened is like when he orgasmed, and I looked away and I looked at him, and then it suddenly wasn't him anymore. It was like another creature with like a big head and big black eyes, and I got such a fright, and then I didn't say anything, obviously. I just looked, and then I like looked away, and then I looked back, and it was him again. So it wasn't like someone transforming like the Incredible Hulk. It was just like something very, very weird that happened that I swear on my life that this happened. And I'd like to be lie detected. Maybe you can help me get lie detected, Alex. Because no one
You
else
don't
can get
have
me
to
a lie
tell me. I've
detector.
seen it. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So big head, kind of like this, and big eyes, right? Big mouth.
Yeah. And so it went like big, like this. And then there were these big black eyes. Like each eye was like very big, like that, on each side.
It's like a
And then there was a
gray
big
alien, but
tongue,
even
and I was
bigger.
like, let me just go back. So his head was like this big, and then he had like these big black eyes, like on each side, and it was just very, very scary. And I've never, like I said, seen anyone turn into anything like that, but I saw it. I know what I saw, and it's very hard for me to explain because if someone else told me this, I wouldn't
Sure.
like
So a lot of
necessarily
people that
believe
have this
it.
happen to see this. So what happened? Do you remember what happened right after?
After that, I was just sent out of the room, and because what used to happen is he'd take me into the room, and then he'd be like, "Okay, you can go now." And I never even saw his main bedrooms or anything like that. He took me into side rooms. And another weird thing is I never saw Epstein go in the water. I never saw him swim or go in the sea or swim in his pools. He had all these like beautiful swimming pools and the island and the water, but I never saw him going in the water. But he did used to go shower after he took me in the room, and I always thought, well, maybe it's because he thought I was like dirty and horrible or something. I don't know. But it was
How
the whole
many
thing.
how long or how many times were you at the island?
I think 2 times. It might have been three, but that's a good question because I've got everything like written down here. They took me to the island. They took me to New Mexico, Palm Beach, New York, Paris. So
You've already talked about
I remember
drugging, and
being.
now it's confirmed he sent you all these emails. Were you drugged, do you think, everywhere you went?
I don't know because I think I would have felt if I'd been drugged. You know what I mean? I mean, unless they've got drugs that are like so weird that you don't really know you've been drugged. Because I've had my dreams spiked after that. I was taken to LA. I've had, but the thing is, I'm not sure like what they're capable of. But the thing is, I do know that very weird things happen, and I do know that they took my eggs, and I do know that they're all going to die for it one by one.
So when you say they took your eggs, was that during the medical experiment?
Yes. Well, you know, Epstein gave me a pelvic exam before I was sent home from there. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff that went on. I used to have a lot of nightmares after I got back. I was hospitalized 10 times with panic attacks. I used to see like apparatus on top of me and I'd have panic attacks. And I know that those bastards did more to me. And that's why I'm not going to stop until they get caught one by one.
Do you think maybe Epstein was just like a, you think this might have been like an alien base or something? I mean, who knows now? It's just like.
Well, Alex, what I'm even starting to wonder is maybe Epstein was a clone. Like, if they can clone people, they could have created. Like, his penis was like this big. Let me just put my finger here to
Cut
show
to
you.
her,
It was
guys.
like
Show it.
2, 3 centimeters.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
say,
it
the way
was
they know
okay.
women told the truth before is it's deformed like an egg, right?
Let me just find where my camera is. It was like this big. It was very, very small. So, I mean, he did obviously try sexually abuse me, and he did sexually abuse me, of course. He also used to try to teach me how to give him a blowjob. He said I must look at like a lollipop. Sorry, that's so horrible. Sorry.
Don't feel bad. It's all right. We're all adults here. We're getting over this. Don't feel ashamed. But no, that's what the women
Frankly,
say is he had deformed penis like a small egg. Is that accurate?
yeah, it was a very small penis, and he what he was mainly trying to do was trying to force orgasms from me. So someone even said maybe he was doing sex magic because he had like I'd never even had an orgasm before I was taken there. You know, I was young. I'd only ever had two boyfriends before that. And anyway, so yeah, he was like trying to force orgasms, and it was very weird. And that's also what led me to believe that you know, the egg thing. And also before I was sent home from New Mexico, he gave me like a pelvic exam and like, you know, felt my insides and my stomach in a very weird way. And yeah, it's you know, obviously when I came back from there, I was shattered, and I just realized that it was just better to be friendly to them because I was petrified. But then when everything started coming out and I was awarded the settlement money, it gave me time to step off the hamster wheel of life and to do more research and find out what they'd really been doing. And you know, the more I looked into it, the darker it got. And then I realized I had to start sharing everything with others.
Well, you've done a great job doing that.
And
Have you seen how the head of the WEF had to resign for setting up a secret world government with Epstein? He was on the Trilateral Commission board.
there he is in water. Sorry, Alex. I don't understand that photo of him in water. I don't believe that because I never saw him in water, and that doesn't even look like him properly. I think that's a fake photo that you. I
It
mean,
looks
thank you
like
for
AI,
sharing it.
but my point is
Yeah,
that
I don't believe that
my
photo. I
point
never saw the man in water
is
ever.
that he
Because
was
when
way
I saw
more.
that photo, I was like, hey, there he is in water. Sorry.
I'm saying it's way he was way more powerful than I even thought. Like he was David
Well, you know,
Rockefeller.
water is magical.
It
You know,
is.
like Jesus turned water into wine, Moses parted the seas. Water is magical. Control the water, control the
Well, the
people.
thing is, witches can't get in water, yeah. But the point
Well,
is that
witches. Yeah, well, they burned
well,
the
they melt,
witches
yeah.
in
But the point is, that's
1430 and
the
they burnt
it's the
bonfire
archetypal
of
metaphor.
humanity 1497.
Yeah,
Sorry, it's another
but what
conversation.
I'm
Sorry,
saying
I'm really
is
sorry.
what I'm saying is, do you know it's come out that he was really the head of the Trilateral Commission?
Oh, the head of what, Alex?
It turns out he was basically the head of the Trilateral Commission. He was David Rockefeller's stand-in in the documents
Oh,
now.
yes, well, of course. You know, and that's another, it's weird because even a girl I know who married a Rockefeller wanted to do a documentary with me recently. But you know, I've learned to just stay away from people who are involved in these circles. You know, because
So
yes,
how powerful was Epstein from what you know? Because I thought he was like a super gopher. Now we're learning. As Rockefeller got old and stuff, he kind of took charge of the U.S. arm of the Rothschilds. He sent out a Rothschild, the representative. They now admit he was like the representative. So how did this guy get chosen to do this at age 30 by Bill Barr?
Yeah, exactly. And he was born in Coney Island. Like, you know, how is he actually involved? It's very peculiar. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like that amazing man, Eric Weinstein, made an interview saying that Epstein was a construct. And I think that's something very important to look into, a construct. What does a construct mean?
It's basically a public image, but he's a,
Or a
he's,
clone.
or he himself can be a construct, meaning he's like, what it means is not real, not
Yeah.
authentic.
So, Yeah, we've all been lied to. You know, like they cloned Dolly the sheep in 1996. 1 year later, Bill Clinton, who I met Epstein with, banned federal funds being used for human cloning. That doesn't mean that human cloning was banned. It means that federal funds weren't being allowed to use for it. So people could do it privately. There were also amazing people on 60 Minutes or BBC, I can't remember, who did interviews about human cloning. You know, there's also that man, Rael, that dodgy man who was
out of France, yeah, so in South Korea. So you're saying, are you implying you think Epstein was like a clone?
Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't rule it out, basically.
Well, he was like, obsessed with cloning. I first broke it like 18 years ago, and all sorts of buying babies before their term, like Nygaard draining their blood. Did you ever hear anything about that?
No, you know, obviously all these years later, I've realized that how dark it goes. I didn't see anything like that. And like I said, if I did, I would have literally gone and killed them myself. I would have risked my life, you know, to protect children, because that's what I believe in is goodness. You know, a lot of it was hidden from me. I was very much taken there and used. But, you know, sometimes I wonder if Epstein almost planted things in a way so that this could all be exposed. Like, you know, I've got photographs from there because there were disposable cameras left in the kitchen. And, you know, I didn't have a camera. I couldn't afford a camera. But because I took these disposable cameras and took some photos just so I could show my mum where I'd been and everything, I've got photos and I've got evidence. And, you know, I wish I knew more, but I think that's, you know, what we're all coming together to do is we all speak together and we put the pieces of the puzzle together. I mean, I do know that these people are incredibly evil. I know that they've lied, much like the DOJ with the emails. They've lied about everything. And I just think that, you know, we have great strength in numbers, and these people in positions of power need to be. We need good people in power, because it's too much having people hurt like this.
No, I totally agree, but here's the deal. Everybody's listening to this, and Trump says we control time and space. You see all the stuff going on in the sky. You see all the super science. You see thousands of emails about sex slaves and babies we're buying. I mean, everybody focuses on grape soda and pizza. It's obvious codes, but there's most of this is even codes. So when you get down to this, this is all coming out. It is totally wild. It's like a coming of age for everybody. And a vindication for you, because you're all over the emails now they've released. At least you say you weren't even involved. Is it far-fetched?
I'm all into codes. What about the codex? Sorry, you know, Bill Gates bought the codex for like $34 million in the 90s. That was Da Vinci's work. Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah, no, he bought that, yeah.
Yeah, so the answer to
the codex. Codex Alimentarius.
I'm all into codes. And I live backwards is evil, lived backwards is devil.
Sure. So what did you think of the blackboard that they've now decided is a black magic code to enslave and kill humanity? Like, it's been decoded.
That's a lot of bullshit.
AI decoded it. Three different AIs decoded it. It is the code to enslave and destroy humanity as payment to aliens to give the priests that do it entree to go to the next level.
You mean the board behind him when he wrote his name incorrectly? Well, it's quite clear that it's a big lie, you know. But as far as like aliens, demons, angels, whatever, you know, I believe in goodness. And I do believe that there are good energies out there that are here to help us. I know that there are, because I believe in angels and good energy. And unfortunately, things in the world have been very much controlled by a demon energy for a long time, it seems. And I just think that the more of us that wake up and start spreading more information to wake people up, you know.
No, that's where I was going, exactly. As negative as discovering this is, no one can deny we're in the age of discovery and revelation now. Clearly the tide's turning. Do you agree with that?
Yes. There's always dark. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's one of my favorite songs by Florence and the Machines. You know, shake the devil off, shake it off, sorry. And I just really do believe that times of good are coming. Like we were saying earlier, you get night and day in short cycles. You also get night and day in long cycles. Much like they burnt all the witches in 1430, then Bonfire of the Vanities, they burnt a lot of books. They burnt a lot of our history. 1600s, you had the Medici family running things. Donatello and Raphael and Michelangelo, all the Ninja Turtle names, reptile names, all the artists were working for these guys. And basically, we've been lied to about a lot of history, is what I want to
Well, I
say.
agree. Here are some of the emails, both released by the DOJ and released by you. It's overhead shot just to get these on record. People can find that on your X account,
No,
Juliette
sure.
Bryant.
Remember,
Very, very important. So this is all just, good to get out there for everybody. But, yeah, definitely
Thank
the
you.
establishment is not happy. Definitely the establishment is not in a good place right now. And we have the initiative, we have the initiative right now, and they don't.
You're completely right. This is our chance to catch them. This is our chance to make things fair for people. Because, people like you and I, we don't like seeing people suffering. Also, why are people starving when there's an abundance of air, earth, water, and seeds? As people have been controlled, and also like with the vaccines that Bill Gates was putting out, apparently Epstein and Bill Gates were orchestrating COVID. And actually, let me tell you a bit more about that because, when I was taken there, it was just after 9/11, and I was like quite nervous, obviously, about the way the world was going. And Epstein used to have the news channel on. So one day I said to him, I said, what's going to be coming in the world? Is something bad coming? And Epstein told me this was in 2002. He said to me, something bad will come in 2020. Like he said, in about 20 years, something bad is coming. And the best thing you can do is keep physically strong. So I thought, okay, it must be a tidal wave or something, and I've got to be strong, like so I can swim away. I didn't realize that he was talking about the virus. But basically, he very much told me about the virus that they were going to be putting out on people. And also, the virus is very much the mind in a way. It's like the cell disease that Nostradamus predicted long ago. A lot of us are on cell phones. And, the thing is to just realize that we've been lied to and just look after your families and do the right thing. Be good people, because things are about to change a lot. And goodness is coming.
I totally agree. We're out of time. The War Room's coming up now with Harrison Smith. Remember, the only way we're on the air is your support, theauctionstore.com. Juliette Bryant on X, Instagram, Juliette Bryant. God bless you. Let's talk again very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Send my love to Harrison. He's so cool. Love you guys.
Harrison's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whole
so
crew's
much.
Great. All right, great job of the crew. Huge 4-hour broadcast. Wow. Over the top, powerful. Now it's up to all of you to share those links. The ball's in your court, folks. God bless you. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Oh.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.